Welcome to The Common Share, a podcast about the opportunities and challenges of developing cooperative businesses. The Common Share is produced by Cooperatives First, a business development organization that increases awareness and understanding of the co-op business model and supports cooperative business development in rural and Indigenous communities across Western Canada. For a backgrounder on co-ops and a better way to do business, visit our website, cooperativesfirst.com. The site has great resources and business development tools for groups forming new ventures. I'm Asa Marshall, and this is a special holiday episode where we're going to take a look at co-ops' commitment to giving back to their communities. The holidays are a time of giving when people often think about donating to charitable causes. Cooperatives, as businesses that are rooted in their communities, are great at responding to the needs of local people. We thought this would be a good time to take a closer look at how individual cooperatives work to improve the lives of people in their communities. The Bridge City Bicycle Co-op, or BCBC, was created in Saskatoon to provide people with the space, tools, parts, and know-how they need to fix their bikes or to build their own. BCBC co-chair Stan Yu told us about the origins of the co-op and how it has evolved to become more responsive to the community.
We struck a partnership with the Core Neighbor Youth Co-op, a fellow cooperative in Saskatoon that offers a plethora of different programs for inner city youth that focuses on education, life skills. And once that partnership was formalized and we moved into a space, our organization just completely took off, and it has been growing every year exponentially, and both in terms of numbers, but also in terms of what we can offer in our community, name recognition, and just being able to solidify our presence in the community and be able to offer continuous services has just been such a joy to watch. The original inception of the idea was to almost have a bicycle repair space for people who knew how to fix bikes or people who were really keen how to learn to fix their bike, and to come in, borrow tools, borrow parts, learn from each other, and have that be the service offered. So it was almost like a club. However, we found that once we obtained our first space, we saw that our organizational DNA started to change. At that time, our board realized that there's something bigger here. We were seeing a lot of youth come by. We were seeing a lot of inner city, a lot of newcomer youth come by because of our proximity to the Core Neighbor Youth Co-op. We were seeing that, you know, the neighborhood that we served were coming because they need access to bicycles for their daily needs. And during that time, there was a shift in mentality, and we saw that there's a bigger mission here. There's something that we can do to not just serve people who are like-minded in terms of what we call bike geeks or people who just love cycling, but we are serving a community that may not necessarily come to all the cycling events, but they are cyclists because the bicycle means so much more to them. So during that time, our shift became using the cooperative model as one where, you know, from a club to really a service that we can just provide to community while still retaining our organizational DNA of encouraging people to give back, people to teach others, people to volunteer if they can, people to get involved in the co-op, but also now we're using it to cultivate and facilitate community.
This holiday season, BCBC has a special program that takes unwanted bikes and puts them in the hands of kids who can use them. Stan told us a bit about the program.
So this year, we started experimenting with kids' bike giveaways. This really began when we formalized a partnership with the City of Saskatoon to divert bicycles from the Saskatoon landfill to be reused back in the community. So every year, hundreds, if not over 1,000 bicycles are discarded at the landfill. And usually, these are bicycles that have been discarded because people have outgrown them. They've sat in someone's garage for far too long and they just don't know what to do with it, and they refer to the option of just throwing it away. They can easily be reused with a few turns of wrenches. And so through this partnership, we were lucky enough to be able to retrieve all these bicycles and be able to take them back to our organization to be reused. And if the bicycles themselves are not in the greatest of condition, we can still harvest parts from them to be reused within our organization as our organization provides parts. This past year, we've experimented with what if for some of our newer volunteers who are interested in learning about bike mechanics, we get them to pair up with one of our more experienced mechanics, mentor them to start learning about how to repair a bike using kids' bikes. And having fixed up some of these kids' bikes, we thought of augmenting our service of providing bikes to youth. During this Christmas time, we promoted it as part of one of our fundraisers that we would just give away bikes for anyone to come in and they can give the gift of bikes. I think that what makes communities thrive is when people within the community all work together and they give back what they can because they also benefit from that community as well. My hope is that there's a ripple effect so that strong communities makes a strong city. And I do think that the cooperative model, you know, with that emphasis on collaboration and with that emphasis on supporting each other, it really positions us well to lead by being the example.
So how do co-ops in your area give back to their communities? You can share your story with us on social media, where you can find us either on Facebook or on Twitter as @coops_first. Thank you for joining us for this special holiday edition of The Common Share. We'll be back with our second regular season early in 2019. Happy holidays.